Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday broadcast. Is this a crazy world or what? Lots of incredible things going on. And we will jump right in, beginning with this breaking news story. Kamala Harris has canceled her travel plans after two people involved with vice presidential campaign have tested positive for the coronavirus. I'm not going to make any snide remarks here, but I want to just say again how important it is that everybody approach this entire situation with humility. I am so sick and tired of the sanctimonious self-righteous who think they've got all of this coronavirus stuff figured out. And this ought to be a reminder to the folks on the left. I don't care how careful you are. The virus happens. It spreads. Just putting that out there. And this is not an expression of glee or anything like that. God forbid that anybody get it and get sick, and God forbid, die. But let's keep this perspective. Humility. The other breaking news story, we have a formal date set for a vote on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination for the Supreme Court. October 22nd is the date. That is a week from today. A week from today. This will be a vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee to set the stage for swift confirmation by the end of the month. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority. Therefore, they've got the votes to confirm Ms. Barrett. Also, the other big story on the local fronts, early voting underway here in North Carolina. There are 33 locations in Mecklenburg County. I had a friend who posted on social media a little while ago, said he went to vote, saw the line, turned around, and went back. It's that serious. A lot of people are motivated. They want to get out and vote early. In fact, over 1 million North Carolinians have requested absentee ballots. 35% of those have been returned so far. So that means 35% have already voted. 35% out of that million. We'll talk more about the election and honestly some of my concerns a little bit later on. I want to quickly get to a story that certainly grabbed my attention yesterday. It's a story by the New York Post, a news story about Hunter Biden. Let me give you a background on how this story developed. It appears that Hunter Biden dropped off his computer at a shop in Wilmington, Delaware, to deal with some sort of issue. The computer was not picked up. And at some point, the guy who runs this particular shop By his account, he says he turned this over to the FBI, but not before he copied the hard drive and found some very interesting things on there. This story, now there are really two stories here at least. The first story is the emails appear to suggest that Joe Biden is deeper in this thing than he has acknowledged thus far. In other words, he's lied. That's the first takeaway. The second takeaway is big tech is completely in the tank for Joe Biden. That should not be a surprise to anybody. We'll also address that particular issue. They have actually kept people from posting this story. Somehow, I was able to post this story late night on social media. I don't know if they relented on this, but whatever the case, at some point, they were blocking the story. And they've even blocked members of Congress. They've blocked senators. They have blocked the White House press secretary. You need to know this is war. It really is. This is war. I share these things with you with a heavy heart, because I believe this country is headed for some very, very dangerous waters. I keep thinking back to the Dana Coverstone video that I shared on this broadcast several weeks ago, where he felt like the Lord was prophesying through him that there were going to be catastrophic events this fall. Everything that I'm seeing leads me to believe that this prophecy may be spot on. I see chaos ahead. I see confusion ahead. And I think this thing is a runaway train. That's honestly what I think. Before I get there, I want to refresh your memory. Let's go back to the Council on Foreign Relations and Joe Biden. Remember, he was talking about his visit to the Ukraine and efforts to fire a prosecutor. The prosecutor, we later learned, was interested in investigating Burisma, the company that Joe Biden's son was working for. Let's refresh our memory about how Joe Biden was boasting about getting rid of a prosecutor. I listen to this, and it sounds like extortion. I don't know about you. Let's listen to Joe Biden's comments.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
You remember that? Joe Biden, quite proud of himself. And then we have this interview that took place December 2019. The reporter here with Axios is very good, because he's pressing in and asking about Joe Biden's concern as to whether he is concerned about the appearance of this thing. Let's listen to that.
You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know...
No.
What's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was, there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong.
Yeah, of course not. But we're going to jump right into this story. Boy, is this a whopper. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vince, you think the New York Post story will have any significant impact on the election? The Hillary email scandal may have helped persuade independents to vote Trump in 2016. May have. Vince, please be aware, not one laptop was turned in, but three. Two of the laptops were non-recoverable. The third one was recoverable. So was it Hunter Biden who dropped the three off? Or was it somebody from the foundation trying to get rid of information? Very good question. Vince, if I were Kamala this morning, given the Biden computer revelations, I'd claim COVID too. Don't be surprised if they crash the internet election night. We are in trouble. There's nothing they won't do at this point. You're right about that. You're happy the NBA suffered. Black people have nothing, while the people you support have the cops, the courts, the law, and the system. And these people are mad about one group saying this is wrong. Wow. The reason they took that post down is because it's BS. The Republican Party, just like you are today, is really fishing. Come on, man. Oh, my goodness. Let's jump right in. And let's talk about what we have learned. New York Post did the story yesterday, and one of the reporters on staff with the New York Post made an appearance on Tucker Carlson's shows yesterday evening, and this was just very revealing. I love the way she summed this up, summed it up very well. Here is her description, of what we have learned from these emails, data recovered from what is supposed to be Hunter Biden's computer. Listen up.
Well, this story is not conjecture. It is actually emails from Hunter Biden's laptop, and it shows evidence that, quite contrary to Joe Biden's protestations that he knows nothing about Hunter Biden's business dealings, doesn't know anything about Burisma, it actually shows a connection between Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and a senior executive at Burisma. There's one of the emails that we published today shows that, Hunter Biden was arranging a meeting in 2015 when his father was vice president with a senior executive of Burisma. And there's another email that thanks Hunter Biden for arranging that meeting. We also have published photographs. One of the photographs that we published today shows Hunter Biden asleep with a crack pipe in his mouth. Now, we didn't publish that gratuitously. We published it as an illustration of how strange it is that these overseas companies, these foreign entities, would pay Hunter Biden millions of dollars, someone who has an admitted drug problem, and there are other photographs like that on this laptop spanning over 5 years. So you have a situation where Burisma, a corrupt energy company, is paying the son of the vice president up to $83,000 per month for no discernible reason, because he doesn't have any experience in the energy industry. He has a proven drug problem. The only possible reason that is plausible is that he was being paid for his access to his father.
How else could you figure this? It doesn't make any sense otherwise. $83,000 a month? Sign me up. That's a whole lot of money. So there's more from Miranda Devine from the New York Post. So how do you sum all of this up? What do we have here? What is this?
And so what we see is an influence scandal involving the Biden family, and Joe Biden has never satisfactorily answered this. There is now evidence that he needs to answer. And what did he do today? He hid. He did not come out and call a press conference, as you would have expected him to do, to plead innocence, to answer these allegations. Nothing, not a word. All that happened was that there was a statement from his campaign calling our story, all those emails and photographs that were on Hunter Biden's laptop that we published, calling our story discredited. And the only actual concrete point that it made in reference to our story was to say that they had reviewed Joe Biden's official calendar for the time, and they could find no meeting on that official calendar. And, you know, I don't think that Joe Biden, even him, I don't think he's silly enough to have logged one of those meetings as official.
I mean, would you put that on your calendar? I mean, it's really kind of silly when you think about this. Well, I looked it up, not on my calendar. In fact, we have the story reported by Breitbart. The Biden campaign would not rule out the possibility Joe Biden met with an advisor to Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas firm his son Hunter Biden worked for while he was vice president in 2015. That's the central claim in this explosive New York Post story published yesterday. Now, they're not going to rule out the possibility. This is pretty serious business, don't you think? This is influence peddling. That's what it is. $83,000 a month. But unfortunately, there's more to this story. As I mentioned to you, Twitter spent a good bit of time, and Facebook, shutting down people who were trying to spread this story yesterday. Greg Jarrett said this. Let me get this straight. New York Times can post to Twitter and Facebook its story on Trump's taxes based on unnamed sources and documents it won't produce. But the New York Post, they cannot post its story on Biden based on documents it produced. Confused? Don't be. This is political censorship. Duh. That's exactly what we're dealing with here. You need to understand, folks, this country is under attack from big tech. That's what's going on here. This is war. War. Another person clarifying what is taking place here, best-selling author Sagar and Jetty, characterizing what is being done here by big tech. And he says this is purely political. Listen up.
Tucker, I mean, this is a grave moment in American history. This
yes,
is actually
is.
A declaration of war by the big tech companies in this particular case. We need to understand this for what it is. This is an in-kind donation in the hundreds of millions of dollars to the Joe Biden campaign. These are rules that are flatly false on their face. Think about the material that you laid out. Hacked material is not to be distributed on Twitter. Does that mean that Edward Snowden's account is going to be locked immediately? Does that mean that the Pentagon Papers could not be published? Does that mean that FBI COINTELPRO. Let's even think about this. They said that Twitter said that they could not distribute the story because they couldn't verify the origins. So does that mean that every single story based upon anonymous sources out of our government is going to be locked and banned from Twitter or slowed down, as they put it, from Facebook? No. These rules are selectively enforced in a political manner by the most powerful people and the most powerful companies on earth.
Isn't this scary? This is absolutely amazing. Remember what I warned about earlier in the year when we were talking about the efforts by those in the political system? They can't get rid of guns. But you know what? Let's have some conversations with some bankers. Maybe they can cut off funding for gun companies. Now we've got the same thing going on with big tech. You don't have to take government action. Just put important people in important places. You're going to hear more about this when we come back from the break. Some of the well-connected political people now working for big tech. This is one incestuous mess. Big government, big tech. They're in sync together.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Vince, I wonder how many decent Americans are suffering from early voters' remorse as we speak. See, the more I get the convenience thing, but the more I see unfolding, the more I just have a problem with this whole early voting idea. I really am concerned about this on multiple levels. It just opens up so many opportunities for, yes, it's opportunities to vote. But I think there are also opportunities for mischief. By the way, 15 million Americans have already voted. 15 million. Drudge has a headline here. Record turnout alarms Republicans. Lines as far as the eye can see. Quite intriguing stuff. Also on the text line, we have this. Vince, it's people like you spreading this foolishness that will cause an uproar in this country when Trump loses to Vice President Biden. Regardless, until we take 2 Chronicles 7:14 seriously, we are all doomed. By the way, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, please read through that text again, because it's not about saving America. That is about agriculture in Israel. So please don't use that. that somehow this is a formula for turning America around. It's not. Really isn't. Wow, did I just hear Trump calling the New York Times newspaper, a very fine newspaper? Talk about flipping. I think he would be referring to the Post, not the Times. In an Operation Chaos-style move, voting for my first time in a Democrat primary, I voted for Joe Biden. Wow, serious magic beans sprouted into chaos. Cubed. Yes, chaos cubed. All of Drudge's headlines are against Trump since he sold the website. I mentioned the fact that early voting underway. My friend Pablo posted this just minutes ago from the Beatty's Ford Library. Never in my years voting have I seen such long lines to vote early. Long lines around the block here at the Beatty's Ford Library and likely throughout Mecklenburg County. No matter, come vote. Come vote. That's the message that is out there now. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation today, I want to find out what you're thinking about this Burisma issue with Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-928-1110, especially important for those of you in the upstate. No other number will work on this program. 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Now, before the break, we shared some audio from best-selling author Sagar and Jetty. Now, you talked about the fact that what Twitter has done, Facebook has done, is purely political in blocking the story about the Bidens. And he also warns about a scary future. Listen.
Well, it's hard to see how it gets better when Kamala Harris's press secretary is the chief of communications over at Twitter, or how the person who announces on Facebook that things are going to be slowed down on this Hunter Biden story is himself a former Democratic operative. Take a look at the big tech space, Tucker. The vice president of Amazon's, you know, Amazon Communications, Jay Carney, the former White House press secretary before that, former chief aide to Joe Biden. Several of the people on his transition team are traced to the big tech companies. Look at where all of their money is going. You can, this is a public record. Look at the public data of where all of their donations are going. Are they going to get better? Eric Schmidt, Google, Facebook, we all know they were never more powerful than they were under the Obama administration. Under a Joe Biden administration, it will be 10, maybe 15, 20 times what it was then.
Just think of this. You want to talk about an information war? It's on, folks. It's already on. And forget about foreign influence. The sad thing is, you've got people in this country who have profited from the free enterprise system, who want to destroy the American system of government. There's no other way to put it. They want to destroy America as it was intended, to rebuild something in their own image. And when you look at those images of who these people are, that is quite disturbing. Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, taking aim at Facebook for actively censoring this Hunter Biden email story, reported by the Daily Caller. Here's what he posted on Twitter. I want to know on what grounds you're actively censoring a news report about potentially illegal corruption by the Democrat candidate for president. If you have evidence this is disinformation, disclose it immediately. Expect a formal inquiry from my office. Now, I'm not throwing any shade on Josh Hawley, but let me just say this. If you're going to have freaking hearings, plan on doing something. If you're just going to have hearings for these people to come up and talk, and then you're going to give them a tongue lashing to try to look like you're doing something, save it. Just save it. Nobody wants that. There's so many other things that are on my heart that I would say to you that I'm just not going to say now. I'm not going to go into this now because I have some profound concerns about what is happening right now in the weeks leading up to this election. I think where we're going is very dangerous. Very dangerous. We already know how the media has covered for Joe Biden. Here's a fresh example of how this happened. This this is just mind-boggling. I think this was during a town hall meeting or something like that. For Joe Biden was speaking, and Anderson Cooper, just, I don't even know what you call this. I mean, but this guy is just puckering up big time on Joe Biden's rear end. Listen up.
The impeachment inquiry is centered on President Trump's attempts to get political dirt from Ukraine on Vice President Biden and his son Hunter. Mr. Vice President, President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
Can you believe this? Now, can you say the same thing about Donald Trump in regard to the Russia investigation? Was there any, was there ever any real evidence of wrongdoing anywhere? And yet, night after night, they beat that drum, didn't they? And then we had Biden himself making a total fool out of himself. We're going to save this for after the break. But this was an encounter with a person on the campaign trail. It's just absolutely amazing. And the things that these folks get away with. You could never see Donald Trump or any Republican of any substance do some of these things that Biden has done. Just coming at a guy. You're going to hear that audio as we continue the broadcast. Love to get your thoughts as well.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Are you ready to make your vote count on Election Day? Rules and deadlines are different in North and South Carolina. If you're planning for voting early, make sure you know the deadlines. If voting by mail, follow the instructions closely. Go to vote411.org for details. Have a plan. Stay safe. Vote and make it count. As I mentioned, early voting underway. I'm seeing a lot of pictures and social media posts of people voting in North Carolina. There are a lot of people showing up to vote early. For the break, I told you about Joe Biden and how, let's just say, mean this guy has been when he has been cornered on this subject of Hunter Biden and Burisma. This is from something that took place while Joe Biden was campaigning out in Iowa, where he was asking, actually allowing the audience to ask questions of him. And he kind of goes on a personal attack against this Iowa man who dared to ask him about Burisma.
You're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. And you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take it in the future. You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack. Look, here's the deal.
You hear him? Call him fat. I mean, this is amazing. Where are the people who are calling on Joe Biden to apologize for fat shaming somebody? And he challenged this guy to do push-ups. But he dodged the question. did not deal with the substance of the question, never has been called to account. My good friend Steve Dace, summarizing the New York Post bombshell story on Biden and Ukraine. One, the whole time they were accusing Trump of Ukrainian collusion, they were doing it. Two, a shady foreign operative literally put in emails to Joe Biden's son, how can you use your influence, which we're paying you for, to help us? Thanks for introducing us to the vice president, who then later did what they wanted by using his leverage to get rid of the prosecutor looking into their business dealings a few months later. Three, the whole time Trump was being impeached for pressing Ukraine to investigate shady Biden's business dealings, the FBI was sitting on a laptop computer with evidence of such shadiness and said nothing. This is one of the things the guy said. He said he turned this over to the FBI, kept calling. Finally, reached out to Rudy Giuliani, which is why this story is now public. Makes you wonder again, what the heck is going on over at the FBI? What is happening there? And if there is something that is not right about this information, these emails, let's hear about it. I want to hear an explanation. Well, it looks like my friend who was trying to vote a few minutes ago, by the way, got tired of waiting at one location, went to another. Says it's faster there. You may find the same thing if you're trying to vote in North Carolina. Lots of long lines, and you might want to shop around for locations. So, Joe Biden, you heard the information we gave to you a few days ago about how more than 50% of the people in this country right now believe that they are better off now than they were 4 years ago. Now, based on that piece of information alone, this should not be a contest at all. It shouldn't be. Now, I've got my theories, and I've told you before. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later. Some of you are going to be ticked off. I'm going to warn you. Some of you are going to be looking for safe spaces. But we've got to deal with reality. Yes, I'm concerned about voter fraud, but I'm also concerned about what we are projecting, what we are communicating, not just with our words, but really with our hearts. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Joe Biden, you want to talk about arrogant. This is what blows my mind, too, that people would continue to go out and vote for Joe Biden when he presumes upon their votes. You know, black people are not supposed to vote for Trump. You can't do that because if you do that, you're not black. And so now when you see this information about how a majority of Americans are better off now than they were 4 years ago, well, what do? You insult the people. Here's what Joe Biden had to say when this question was posed, I believe yesterday or the day before. Listen up.
So why should people who feel that they are better off today under the Trump administration vote for you?
Well, if they think that, they probably shouldn't. They think 54% of American people are better off economically today than they were in our administration. Well, their memory is not very good, quite frankly.
Their memory's not very good. And in other words, you know what? There's something wrong with you. If you think you're better off now than you were then. And there are people still. They're going to vote for this guy. Now, I'm going to save the, well, I may go ahead and start this before the break. Probably not enough time here. Let me just say this. We've got a disconnect here. And the disconnect is the performance of the president and the personality of the president. And I know there are a lot of people that are very sensitive about this and very defensive about the president. But I've said this for years. My concern is too many people have been in an echo chamber for the last 4 years. And it's yay, yay, rah, rah, everything the president says and does. I'll just tell you, I think this is worn thin for suburban women, among other groups, and independents. It's worn thin. And a lot of you saying, but the facts say this. The facts, you know, they're better off. They're better off. And I'm going to talk more about this coming up the next hour. Because it's not just about facts. Feelings do matter. They may not matter to you. But it's mattering to a whole lot of people. And I hope this is not going to lead to an ugly picture on Election Day. We'll talk about it coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.